This is not knowledge. Wisdom. Wisdom is for what? I get the wisdom. Why do I get that information? Because I need it. The animal needs the information to deal with the environment. But now, I'm trying to get this knowledge. What? To change me, to become another person, to act differently. So, my action shows what's here, what I really learned. Because if I learn this book, if I know it by heart, I know every word of it, I remember it and all of that, but I don't do anything about it, what's the use of it? Nothing. It's useless. This is the teaching of life. I wanted to know, why am I here and what should I do? So my deeds will show who I am. He started to say, explaining that the prayer and fasting and all external things are witness to the inner light. So you should always remember this. The talking is not me. My deeds are me. Right? Then he talked about the water. Why? He was talking about the wisdom, right? He was saying that this wisdom is to go in, change you, and change your deeds. Let me talk about the wisdom. The wisdom is the water. So, let me explain this water to you. Look at it. This water, if it is staying down there and doing nothing, it becomes filthy and useless. This is for a use. So, information and all this knowledge you get is for something. If it sits here, it will become rotten. The water should clean up. How? This water will do the stuff and becomes even filthy itself. Then the God will take it up, it will be clean up. Again, it will fall down, a clean, useful water. This is the process. This is something that should happen to my knowledge, what I'm understanding here. This water goes and begs the God that, oh my God, you told me to go and clean up. I went and I did it. Now I need, please help me. So it's connected like that. Then again, back to explanation of that, whatever you do, it shows what is inside you. Then talking about that light which is inside you, and you don't need to talk about it, just your deeds will talk about it. Then back to the story. Mustafa gave the good information and the message to the guy. Guy transformed, right? Then Rumi explaining again. Why this explaining and explaining and explaining? Because the subject is simple. Right at the beginning I said, greed is bad. Is there someone to say no? I doubt it. No. Everybody will say yes, okay. But everybody is greedy. So just talking about it like that doesn't work. Here he insists to let you understand why I say this greedy stuff will bother you. Because you don't change, you will be the problem for the prophet, for the good fellows, and all of that. explanation that, okay, the light is the food for my heart, is the food that these transformed people are changed with it. And the normal people, they don't get it because they don't understand that as much as I need to eat normal food, I need to have that the spiritual needs. Then we came to a prayer, remember? What was the subject of the prayer? He said, I'm drunken with desire for non-existence, not for the existence, because the belief of non-existence is more faithful. Do you remember? That was one of the last verses, which was explaining what? But that, remember, we are not talking about what is. We are talking about what is not. Non-existence is this. Not that non-existence is a subject outside, blah, blah, blah. No. We are talking about what is not. This is the bewilderment. I'm talking about you, but not what you are. What you are not. That's how I could teach you. I show you what is missing in you. So I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at the non-existence in you. This is the way of this field. Now, another explanation, comparison. Okay, who is the guilty party today? Will, your turn.
Comparison of the guarded tablet and the perception there from by every individual's mind of his daily fate and portion and lot to the daily perception by Gabriel, on whom be peace, from the most great tablet.
Means what? Yes, look at it. He will say, okay, first of all, he's talking about a tablet. What is this tablet? Oh, you have a tablet in here that you write on. So the knowledge comes in you, you write it there, and it will change, right? There is another one, a secret one, which is in you, and nobody could touch it. Over there, there are some stuff written, and some stuff will be done over there. Let's go back to the example of the personalities. Do you remember, in you, there are people that they don't like you. They're not your friend. They like we, and they are our friend. One of them, self-consciousness. The other one, love. Love is towards outside, it's not towards me. I cannot say I love me. Doesn't have meaning that this stuff when we say I love me. Love? If love is in me, I should surrender to beloved. Love is like that. Those subjects will not be touched. They are there for what? When you are at an extreme limit of a subject, when you are in a strange situation, suddenly something happens in you, as if somebody is talking in you. And you remember this, and you will do it. You will say, yes, that's the portion you could get, you deserve. Better you get, better you could get from what is in you. Because the essence of the goodness is in you. Where is the essence of creation? Do you remember? He was the creator. He created everything. When it came to us, he gave us even the creation. Where is creativity? No one knows. That's something which, if someone tries and does this and prepares, then we'll pick it up. Yes.
Like the angel, the intellect receives every morning its daily lesson from the guarded tablet. Behold the inscriptions made without fingers upon non-existence, and the amazement of the madmen at the blackness of them. Everyone is infatuated with some fantasy and digs in corners in mad desire for a treasure.
Yeah, okay. Right at the beginning, what is he talking about? He says, ah, yes, there is this secret law, which is...
Tablet.
There is this tablet inside you that every morning will teach you what to do. Where is it? It doesn't exist. So there is a tablet of non-existence. And everybody is written on that non-existence tablet. And everybody will be a reader. How come? Because tablet should be here and the pencil and you write on it. Yes. That non-existence stuff which is in me and everything is written on it. And everybody is so silly and stupid that it's not translatable, because in Persian it would be the beard of the cow. And the fellow is the beard of the cow. Here he would say everybody with some imagination will be like that, silly and stupid, because everybody wants to know this, to go and find a treasure. Yes?
By a fantasy, one person is filled with magnificence and turns his face towards the mines in the mountains. And by a fantasy, another sets his face with bitter toil towards the sea for the sake of pearls. And another into a church to perform religious exercises, while another to sowing in his greed. Through fantasy, that one becomes the waylayer of him who has escaped. And through fantasy, this becomes the salve of him who has been wounded. One loses his soul in the invocation of demons, while another sets his foot upon the stars. He sees that these modes of action in the external world are diverse from the various fantasies within.
Uh-huh. Because the fantasies in you are how? Oh, various. It is from the minimum to the maximum. One is a simple stuff here, the other one is walking on the stars. And because there are this much of imagination inside, everybody could be confused, because everybody will see a part of it like this, a part of it like that, because of the variation. Yes.
This man is amazed at that man and says...
Sorry, what? It's not amazed. The word is bewildered. This one is bewildered in the other one, because you know your tablet. You don't know that, okay, there is a dog below and another tablet and another language and another system. You don't see it that way. So, bewildered, why is like that? Yes.
This man is bewildered at that man and says, what is he about? Every taster denies the other.
That's it. Denying each other. Says, this is it. Look at it. It's one life, right? And everybody is tasting this life. But one cannot understand the taste.